of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of all anxiety?
All right, party time. Party on Wayne and Garth. Listen, before you imbibe in mass quantities of adult beverages, not like we do here, because our adult beverage, what would it be? I think it would be...
What's that Boy, I don't
make
know.
In your cupboard? What do you can make? It's not moonshine.
I don't know. Put a little spirulina inside the kava kava, maybe? I don't know.
There you go. Kava kava. And, of course, hemp with CBD, not THC, so... We're just a bunch of party poopers here today, Super Don. We're just not going to partake in all that fun stuff.
Speak for yourself, man. I'm drinking my coffee right now.
Oh yeah, coffee. Right. You're getting already into hangover cures. We're not there yet. We just started.
Well, no, not yet. But some people might be there. So I think today we need to kind of give some people a little bit of ammunition here to keep off that hangover tomorrow.
Actually, for our live listeners in Australia, it is already 2014, I believe. So you might already be dealing with the hangover. So we got to give you some hangover relief, some remedies we're going to talk about. By the way, we do have Chris Barr, great show lined up. Last show of 2013. Thank you for being here. I'm certainly grateful for all the wonderful shows we do. And I don't know how many stinkers do we have in the bunch in 2013. Have you kept count?
Maybe how many stinkers?
Yeah, how many stinkers have you? I mean, sure, we've talked about poop and pee, but those were fun. They were fun. Tom, are any stinkers remind to 2013 really horrible shows where you go, dude, I cannot believe I'm working the board on the Robert Scott Bell Show, man. This really bites. Any of those jump to mind? No?
Do you want frank or friendly? Last year,
right.
Joe.
Let it rip.
Nice.
So, no,
I can't think of any shows that were stinkers. I mean, okay. I don't know. Maybe people can call in and let us know, right?
No, which show sucked? No. Always.
Which show sucked this year?
The Bright Side of Life.
I guess a better question would be which shows were your favorites?
Yeah, okay. All right. Look at Tom turning it around and being all positive. Put one foot in front of the other because people are going to say, how do I do it? I want a different kind of year. 2014 is coming up. What am I going to do? I want the resolutions. Yeah, it's just like, take little baby steps. Just little teeny weeny, just do little things, right? We've talked about this over the years.
Baby steps.
It can be overwhelming to be me. No, that's not what I meant.
To be you. Jeez. And Robert's New Year's resolution is to get a little bit smaller head.
Let's see if he can be humble in the new year. No, I hear, I'm putting it this way. When you see someone, like I'm thinking back to the time when I was sick little Scotty Bell with all the ailments and all the toxins and all the vaccines and all the antibiotics, all of that, and looking at the guy who was going to be my mentor, didn't know it at the time, and thinking, dude, this guy's in his 60s, he's got energy, he's been on death's door in his 40s, how can I ever do anything remotely like that? It's like, no, I couldn't do it overnight. I mean, it took 10 years of intense learning and doing and putting into practice and testing and all of that. And so as with anything, I've endeavored to I guess learn a little guitar here, because my daughter, we just got her a little guitar. She's so musical. And so we started with little online lessons here, and I learned my first chord, the D chord. I used to do piano when in high school. I was in, people don't know this, I was in a, what do you call those things, a garage band.
Really?
Yeah, because I blew all my bar mitzvah money on keyboard and synthesizer. So we were pretty darn
awesome. I have learned something new about Robert Scott Bell today. So.
You know, you every once in a while you hold something back because you got to, you know, surprise Super Don with new information. And so I'm not saying I was good. We were grunge before there was grunge in Seattle. I mean, this was, it was the 1980s, 1970s, I guess. And we just had a great time. But I never really took it up. I realized that music, as much as I enjoy it, wasn't my career path. And so kind of walked away from it. But my daughter's digging it big time, so we want to support that.
I actually played some guitar when I was in junior high.
I did.
A guitar class. And, you know, this was 1982, 83.
Yeah.
So this was like the beginning of like the really cool rock, you know, when that stuff was starting, so.
It wasn't cool before then.
It wasn't as cool.
All of our 1970s rockheads are going to be upset with you, Super Don.
Yeah, listen, you.
Why?
You like Neil Diamond. I just, you know,
oh,
it's,
so
it's
you
all
throw
over.
That in my
man.
Face.
Just,
well,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right,
happy,
so listen.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, bong humbug.
Tom is grimacing on the board after that, I know. So we do got to do hangovers. We got to say it like that. We got to do hangovers. No, we don't. I've done them. I've been there. You've been there, Super Don. Probably, well, not our. Hopefully, not our 10, 11, and 12 year old listeners have done those things.
No, we don't encourage that. No underage drinking.
The rites of passage, if you will, and of course the obsession with limiting access to these things, of course, have made people obsessed to the point of overdoing it. And many adults, you know, I look at some of the people I know, they're still drinking like they're in high school. I don't understand. I guess scratch my head and I go, dude, haven't you had one hangover too many? And people say, well, I'll never do this again, and then they end up doing it again. So tonight, think clearly before you go and overdo it. But if you do, we're not endorsing it, but we will give you some insight into maybe some things you can do to minimize, how would we call it? Oh, the pain! Oh, the headache!
Yeah,
oh,
well, listen, I mean, listen, it is self-inflicted. I mean, plain and simple, a hangover is self-inflicted. And, you know, listen, I think at some point, unless somebody just completely abstains from drinking alcohol, period, somebody's going, you know, you're going to experience the hangover. And that quite often cures a lot of people from drinking. Mm-hmm. Because really the logic in it is okay, I'm going to drink this. I'm going to have a little bit of fun for maybe 2-3 hours, and then I'm going to pay for it for the next 2 days. So there's not a whole lot of logic in the thing, especially if you're going to overdrink. Now, listen, we've seen things, and just recently there were studies saying that, you know, actually drinking a moderate amount of alcohol can be good for you. It can boost your immune system. You know, I mean, there's some good parts to it, but obviously overindulging, whether it's alcohol or anything, is going to have a negative benefit.
Sure, well, the short-term gain, I think we covered that, and they didn't assess the long-term downside of it, and that's, you know, it's always like, it's like the Monsanto GMO studies for 90 days. See, it's fine. You go 2 years and it's like, oh, disaster. And then they got to hire somebody to, you know, disqualify the study. Now, here's some old wives' tales, some of these myths we want to go through here in the hangover. If you're going to be drinking your way into 2014, take an aspirin before bed. I do not recommend this. This is not what I recommend. They talk about it because, and by the way, the links are up at the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, as they are each and every day. And if you'd like to call in before the end of the new year, this is your chance, live on
this
the air
it.
Next couple hours. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I want to thank our syndicator, GCN, of course, Tom, who's our regular board op. Occasionally Matt's in there, too, but we are hitting into the new year and rocking, and we got some more things going to be going on. It's very exciting. Thank you to Mike Adams as well for sending this out to the world through naturalnews.com, naturalnewsradio.com. A lot of folks listen and get the archives there as well. But let's just say
we're also on what? Digital 103.
Digital 103 in Australia.
Australia. We're on UK Health Radio.
UK Health
Across
Radio.
The pond.
Yeah, in England.
And we're going to have actually another outlet, and I won't say this yet because it's not official, but we've actually got another person signing on, going to be putting the show out there starting in the new year.
Okay.
So we're growing. We're growing. Okay. We're expanding. People are listening.
We need to drink heavily now. Well, no, that's not what I said. So drinking too much alcohol, they say, can trigger an inflammatory immune response in the body. So they're saying, yeah, take the aspirin because you can suppress the inflammatory effect. But remember, aspirin can wreck your stomach and gastrointestinal system. Gut permeability, big issue. And alcohol, of course, people who are alcoholics often talk about stomach ulcers, ulcerations and things. Not a good idea. So we are not endorsing the aspirin before bed. And at least they warn you against acetaminophen because of the liver damage. And, of course, drinking alcohol to excess can damage the liver. We know that, of course, as well. Now, there is this concept of the hair of the dog that bit you.
Hair of the dog. Yeah.
Yeah, so get up, drink some more. Just never stop being drunk. No, that's not a good idea.
Because there are some people swear by that. They really do.
It does work. It's sort of homeopathic, although in an allopathic kind of way. Because we would give, something alcoholic in a homeopathic form won't make you drunk, but could undo some of the damage. But really what we want to know is, what does alcohol impact? Of course, it impacts your liver, which impacts everything. It impacts hydration by dehydrating your cells. And this is a large source of the pain and headaches and other things like this after you wake up the next morning. Now, here's the good one. This is Super Don's favorite remedy. A strong cup of coffee can help you sober up. And this story says it's not true. What do you think, Super Don?
In fact, it is not true. I think it's partly placebo effect. It does have it, maybe help you kind of, maybe wake up a little bit, but it doesn't sober you up.
No.
In fact, I've seen studies where it says it does the opposite.
Right. Now, I would say if you're going to use coffee, put it in the other end, 2014, turn over a new
one. Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's try and do that while you're drunk. Are you kidding me?
No. All right.
Hey, man, come here. Robert Scott Bell told me he could do it. Check it out, man.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Oh, my gosh.
Might cause some injuries there, but anyway.
The one thing we want you to do is drink a lot of water. Hydrate. Of course, it means if you do that, you'll drink less because you'll be saturated. But I'd love for you in 2014 to take the step and get the kind of water that I do, and that is at robertswater.com. That's the ionized, alkalized, structured, microclustered water. robertswater.com. Say thanks to all our sponsors here. As we head into the new year, it's going to be great because we're going to be, we're going to make it great. That's our job here. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bye-bye 2013. Live on the air right now, Robert Scott Bell and Super Don. And Tom's on the board if you want to call in with a highlight from the year. We'll try to squeeze him in, but please be brief because we got a lot to cover today. We got lots of calls that we haven't played from previous shows, as well as some listener questions on the website at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, going organic in 2014 would be a good thing. Hangover relief, we talked hydration, certainly. Tom wants a big, greasy breakfast, and Don on the rake, you acknowledge, and you said that's something good. You like that as well.
Greasy food will help settle your stomach in a situation like that.
That's if it's good fat. I'm just not the Awful House, please. Not the Awful House. but electrolytes, big time. Coconut water. We talk about structuring water, but you can add electrolytes into your water if that's the need. It's liver, so detoxification. Homeopathic liver remedies are wonderful to help you get through the hangover. Bryonia, Economica, Chelonomia.
The last thing that they throw out on this list is water. It's hydration. And listen, that really honestly is the
solution.
That's
the key. Yeah, that is the key.
It is.
So drink a lot of water or else we're going to have to give it to you in an IV bag in a hospital if you go overboard.
Yeah.
So please don't do that. So with that, we do want to take steps to go organic if you haven't already in 2014. Little steps here and there. Did you figure out the translation for this restaurant that you found? It's kind of a strange place where you can get a salad.
You know, I haven't heard it spoken, but I got a little history. It started off in London, and then now it's over in like the New York,
Pret-a-Manger.
Something like
and
that.
And it's like French for ready. I'm just ready to eat. I don't know. But a woman finds a surprise in her organic salad, and I don't know what you were freaking out about this. Did you see this picture?
Oh, my gosh. I just posted it on Twitter and Facebook. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out there. But, yeah, I mean, this lady, she goes and she gets this organic salad from this restaurant, and it's a nice place. They give fresh organic ingredients for their food and stuff like that. And she popped the top on her salad and ate, like, half the salad and then looked down. And there's a dead frog in the middle of her salad.
Well, would it be better if it was alive?
I don't know. Maybe at least it would hop out or something.
Oh, I mean,
you look at this picture. I'm looking at this, and it's
She's got some
dead frog
hard boiled eggs in there. It wasn't the kind of protein she was looking for. That's kind of scary. Now I'm used to seeing frogs and dead frogs where I am. I mean, they'll jump up into the
into the mailbox just to scare you. So I'm not, you know, it doesn't freak me out to see these little things.
Dude, but this was in her salad.
Oh, yeah, it was in her salad. But, you know, it's a French restaurant. They do that. Don't they?
I don't think this was intentional. She didn't order the frog leg salad. No.
All right.
Not
well,
the frog
leg
salad.
Would that freak you out? Hey, best stories or highlights of the year 2013. If you have it, 866-939-BELL. James is up, and we're going to be in New York pretty soon here. James, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You have a story from 2013 you want to revisit?
Well, Robert, my highlight was being on your show a bit earlier this year.
It's that James!
There was a pink video.
James!
We had no idea.
That was a highlight. It was a lot of fun doing that. You know, I spoke about the article about vaccination that had 50,000 shares in the first week. That was awesome.
Yes.
You know, something that I'm doing next year, which some of your listeners might be interested in, is starting tomorrow. I've done it a little bit, and it was great. It's bulletproof coffee, which is basically coffee with butter and medium chain triglyceride oil in the morning.
Nice.
Bulletproof coffee. I could get me some of that.
Check it out.
I like that you got Super Don intrigued, because anything that means he has to drink it instead of put it in the other end, he's all for.
Yeah,
I like coffee. God, you know, it's the nectar of the gods, as far as I'm concerned. So bulletproof coffee, I like that. So where would we find that, James?
Google that. It's made by this guy called the Bulletproof Executive, Dave Asprey, and he talks about how he came up with it and why he has it. And you can make it at home with coconut oil, but he has a special medium chain oil, which is more concentrated. But I did it for about 3 weeks last year just to try it out, and it was awesome. And I just sort of had in my mind that I would start from January and just keep going until
I like that.
I hit all of my health goals. So
I like the idea a lot, James. I mean, you can put organic butter, you can put ghee in, coconut oil. You can, like, pretend you're drinking yak tea in the middle of the Himalayas instead of New York City. And have a good spiritual experience. Yak tea, yes. Yeah, a lot of rich fats in that. James,
as well, right?
I hope to see you up there. Ty Bollinger and I are going to be in New York City the 13th, 14th, and 15th. We've got a big event coming up in, where is it going to be? I think we've got an announcement to make, because we now know where it's going to be. So stand by for that. Also, Ty Bollinger is going to be with me for a brand new hour before we go into the Outside the Box segment tomorrow. So, yes, New Year's Day is going to be new information on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Chris Barr coming up in a little while. Thank you, James, for your call. And, of course, listener questions coming up. What about x-rays? Brendan wants to know, what should he do, because the dentist wants to zap him next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Or order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, phone lines are open today. Last day of 2013, heading into the new year. Of course, if you're Jewish, it's already like 5746 or something. So I guess these years are all a matter of perspective, right?
Seriously? 5746?
Something like, I got to look that up. I can't remember what year it is anymore. I lost track after 5,000 something. But anyway,
we should be flying cars now or something, shouldn't we?
Well, by that definition of the number, yeah, certainly. We should be in Star Trek years. Anyway, glad to be on board with you. Super Don's there. Tom's on the board. And you can call us at 866-939-2355. Francisco will be up in a moment with a New Year's resolution of some kind. But we got a question of the day. First one coming from Brandon, our 15-year-old listener. I believe that's the same Brandon. He says, Robert, my dentist...
Brandon 15.
Brandon 15 does not offer... My dentist does not offer digital x-rays for x-raying the teeth. He says he has a phosphorus x-ray machine.
which he says are like digital x-rays and have less radiation than normal x-ray films. He says that the picture is processed and takes a few minutes. It can be given at the end of the visit, so it's not immediate, nor does it take several days. It's like in between. I cannot find any info on the internet regarding phosphorus dental x-rays, nor info on their radiation level. Have you heard of it? Well, I've heard of it, but I, you know, since my my dear departed uncle, you know, passed from this plane, who was an x-ray nuclear medicine specialist, I've got no one really to call on this issue. But is it safe? Well, listen, I would avoid all x-rays if possible. There is a reason for it when you're doing certain dental work, so I recognize that. And what I would do is, yes, if you can go digital, go digital. If you can't, here, take some extra selenium the day of the visit. Instead of 200 micrograms, do 400 or more micrograms of the selenium we do. Also, homeopathically, I recommend the EMF detox that my good friend Dr. Frank King and I put together, EMF detox, and that's from King Bio. And that will help minimize it. But the question is, why do they want x-rays? Do they suspect something that they can't see? Or is it just CYA medicine? We just want to take them. So you and your parents are going to have to figure that one out. I don't know if he's looking for cavities or wisdom teeth. You'll have to ask him. But, Brandon, okay, there's your insight, a little bit of insight anyway. Sorry, don't know more about the phosphorus version of those x-ray machines.
Interesting.
Now,
I'm looking it up now. But
okay,
we'll report on it.
Superdon can find it. But let's see if Francisco in Florida. Francisco, is this who I think it is? Welcome to the Robert Scadell Show.
Robert, it's great to talk to you. Yes, it's exactly who you think it is.
Good. My friend, you know, I don't talk to you much. A New Year's resolution for me would be to see Francisco at least once, maybe 10 times in the year. That would be great.
That would be awesome. We should plan on making that a resolution for us.
Yeah, and another big issue in Florida, Francisco, is the GMO issue. I know a lot of activists are kicking it upstairs to try and get this on the state ballot, but I know you have some good ideas, too.
Well, thank you. I saw your post on Facebook and thought I'd call in to encourage some people in some Liberty New Year's resolutions. And I was, you know, going over every year I go over the budget for our family, and I decided to do some quick math and say, not how much did we spend, but how many times did we make a purchase this year? And I did the math, and there was 1,200 transactions, over 1,200, 1,262, I think, or something like that. And my New Year's resolution is to find a way not to make less transactions, but to make more transactions with liberty-minded companies and institutions, because I believe that we are in a pivotal moment in history where we get the opportunity to say we oppose tyrannical governments, and we also oppose corporations that support tyrannical government or tyrannical government regulations. So our daily purchasing decisions, everything from mortgage loans to food to energy, begin to transition those to people and companies that are liberty-minded and there to protect liberty.
Yeah, I'd say, and add to that, and I know this is with the spirit of everything you do, is bring it local, as local as possible as well. And perhaps even looking for another way to interchange economically besides using Federal Reserve notes, because, you know, the Fed, they don't seem to be ending it yet.
Well, absolutely. Well, those are... So there's different levels, and so I think the first step is to change your transaction, then make your transaction have an economic impact on your immediate family, friends, community, neighbors, rather than Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. If you transition economic impact from those two institutions, you demonstrate to everybody that wealth is not created by corporations or government. You make the demonstration that wealth is created by individuals. We are the ultimate purchasing decider, and we also create products and services that generate value.
Yes.
Corporations don't. Corporations hire individuals that create value, and they use the corporate structure to utilize that value. But corporations do not create value. Individuals create value within companies or as themselves. So transacting locally, absolutely.
Remember, corporations are artificial creations of the state. They've been granted, evidently, more rights than the real humans have, but the humans have forgotten who they are. So that's a big resolution for the new year. Remember who you are. You're not a product of government or these large corporations. Francisco, do you have a website you should recommend for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners?
Well, two websites, LibertyEmpowermentInstitute.com and also the Florida 10th Amendment Center, or just the 10th Amendment Center. We are excited about the happenings there. I guess you could call the New Year's resolution a kind of a personal nullification rather than a using a government nullification. But
yes,
those are the two websites I would recommend. They're doing the most activity and most effective action.
Well,
to give
Francisco,
you...
I so much appreciate you calling in and making me smile on the last day of the year.
Absolutely, man. Well, hopefully we can get together and have some laughs and a good time later on this year. I'll be in your area a couple times, I know for sure,
beautiful.
Early part of the year. So I'll send you a text or something.
I would love that. Any liberty-minded folks want to get together, of course, we have updates on the website at robertscottbell.com. I think my next Eustace lecture at the Windhorse Theater will be the 17th of January, a Friday night healthy date night. So thanks, Francisco. Now, we got also questions from our listeners there, and it was great to hear from him. That was nice. Dee is asking, have we ever had a call or a question coming in about a cat with a thyroid condition?
Not that I can recall, no.
Yeah, because I know Tom, our board op, he deals with that.
Yeah, my roommate's cat has a thyroid problem.
See, somehow I knew. Somehow I knew. Now, it's really his cat. He just doesn't want to admit it. Sorry, I outed you on that.
I am not a cat owner.
He's not a cat person. But listen, you're compassionate about your roommate's cat. You want to see that cat get well.
He's my buddy.
Yeah. Dee has asked the question because Dee's cat is suffering from symptoms related to hyperthyroidism. The question is, would the silver aloe protocol that I talk about be safe for a cat? Well, you know, I don't know how cats interact with aloe. I know they interact well with the silver. So whether you need to do the aloe with it or not, I can't give you an answer on that. But the real issue in terms of thyroid, to me, is the vaccination of these animals impacting their entire endocrine system, and that includes the thyroid. And we're going to need to detoxify the cat. There may be heavy metals and such, but the easiest way to do this is with homeopathic medicine. Because whether you're a cat, a dog, a board op, it doesn't matter. You can take the same remedies, and they will be indicated for the same uses. So utilizing some of the King Bio detox remedies. What is that? What was that? Did you hear that, Super Don? Was that you?
That wasn't me.
Huh? Tom, what was that?
Oh!
That is a webpage ad.
Oh, okay. I thought he was playing a joke on me because I upset him about the cat joke. But
yeah, even a board op can take. Yeah.
I can take a joke.
Tom, I'm just trying to help the kitty. I'm just trying to help the kitty.
Help the kitty.
Well, go easy on me. Okay. All right.
Anyways.
So anyway, homeopathic detox for the cat, as well as there are homeopathic remedies for the thyroid. Safest thing, because again, dosing a cat with supplements is different than for humans. But the silver, I know for a fact from utilizing it with animals, no problem there at all. Let's see. Do you know why some people get stomach upset when they drink freshly juiced fruits or vegetables? Well, first and foremost, I don't know if they're organic or not. If they are organic and you're getting a stomach upset, many times when you're talking a reset for the system, you can put good things in. You can even put good probiotics in your gastrointestinal system, and you can have symptoms that make you think, oh, man, I'm doing worse. I'm not doing well on this thing, because there's an internal battle of the bad guys and the good guys down there. And what we're trying to do is get over that. So if that's the case, we got to do some more work on gastrointestinal integrity. So it is appropriate in this case, Dee, that you go to the Silver Aloe Protocol. And, I do have an announcement about that. Maybe next hour, Super Don, you could bring that up about a way that you can access it in ways I've never, ever revealed before. So stand by. But anyway, thank you so much for the question, Dee. She says, I really appreciate your advice and love the show. No advice, just information. You can do with it as you will. Let's see. Do I have time for another question before break? I think I do.
We still got a couple minutes.
Okay, because we have a question. This one is sort of a question and a comment. When it came through on the website from Audrey, I just scratched my head. I'm reading it verbatim here. You ready for this?
Yep.
Okay. Liver is my number one most hated food. Oh, God, I get sick just talking about it, Audrey.
I will agree.
I don't know what to do with that, but she mentioned liver, so I'm going to come back to it. It's the theme of the day going into the new year. It's liver, 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 liver. Love your liver. And how do you do that?
Listen. And we all understand, you know, detoxifying the liver, the health of the liver is, it's key to so many different things. But let me ask you this, okay? Let's address the question or the comment itself.
Yes.
Eating liver.
Right.
Do you like liver?
Well, I can't say it's my favorite thing, but I will say that if
I don't know what would be worse, if I looked down and saw a dead frog or saw liver in my salad. I don't know. I put them kind of both on the same
thing. No, they're not the same. Listen, eating the organ meats, remember in the natural world, the animals, the first kill, if you will, the lions and the tigers and the bears, what do they eat? They eat the organ meats because that's where the concentration of the nutrients, the minerals are. And so people that are even needing to be or wanting to be vegetarians, if they're very weak and sick, might need to go to something like that temporarily to get them back on their feet, or broths and things that have a lot of these things in it. But liver. No. Detox that liver. Drink lots of water. Homeopathic liver. Selenium. What do you want to say, Super Don?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about liver.
liver. Right.
Anyway.
You don't have to eat it if you don't want to. We got other ways to keep your liver strong. Selenium! We'll talk with Chris Barr next hour about that as well. But why does Super Don want to talk about flat New Hampshire ducks?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I think we're still stuck on the liver comment. We've just been chatting about that off the air, and Super Don just can't handle it. Tom or Vordoff's loving the liver, and that's a good thing, but the question you raised,
liver lover.
Yeah, but the question you raised, Don, was a good one. It's like, wait a second. If the liver is the organ for detoxification, why do you want to eat it? Wouldn't it be loaded with toxins? Well, yes, if you're eating a factory-farmed animal liver, I agree, because they're putting more in that little liver can get out. But if you're a healthy animal with a healthy liver, the liver is designed to bind and then excrete, not hold on to. And that's the point of all of our liver talk today.
Fine. It's still gross, though. Yuck. Anyway.
All right.
Moving on.
Move on to something. How about let's talk about flat ducks in New Hampshire. Flat ducks in New Hampshire. What is this all about? Duck pancakes? No, this comes from Wendy Merrill. She sent this in to you, not me. What am I, chopped liver? Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Hey, Super Don, she says. Thought you might like to hear this story about a New Hampshire state rep that seemingly deliberately crushed six mallards at the Crown Plaza in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's big news here in New Hampshire. Absolutely love you and RSB. Thank you for all you do.
Am I sensing some insecurity there?
No, I love it when you get love, Super Don. You know that. No, Thank you for all you do. Anyway, I just find it curious, though, why she sent that to you. I guess she thinks you're into stories of flattened mallard ducks more than I am.
Well, you know, I'm kind of the goofball of the show. So, you know, a story about ducks getting run over, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I looked into it. I read it. And, you know, basically this state representative ran over some ducks in front of the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, according to Wendy, this is really big news out in New Hampshire. And basically, he just, like, ran over the ducks, and then somebody got out of his car and said, ducks should have moved, and they got back in the car and drove away.
Yeah.
I just, Aflac, or Aflat, I guess it would be.
Aflat. Lovely. Listen, obviously, we do have listeners in New Hampshire. We love our New Hampshire listeners. I love New Hampshire. Yeah. In fact, I had a great trip up there earlier in the year. And found a great farm-to-table restaurant there in, I believe it was in Manchester. I apologize, I don't remember the name of it now, but I guess it's a slow news day or a fast news day. It doesn't matter. If you're a rep in New Hampshire and you flatten ducks, you're going to hear about it. And
listen, I mean, we don't encourage people killing animals. I mean, look, he killed some ducks, and it wasn't like he was driving on a back road. Right. And happened to hit a bird or something like that. I mean, these were ducks, and people were, like, feeding the ducks out in front of
this fancy hotel. Yeah, but I'm thinking, dude, if you see, like, kids and people feeding ducks, they're not going to pay attention to the car coming that's going to flatten them. And so you got to throw some weight onto whoever was driving the car. Now, in Florida, there are loads of ducks, and we know ducks, not the brightest of birds, and they'll often not get out of the way in time. So we know down here not to, but maybe that's new in New Hampshire. So, let our New Hampshire listeners know. They should call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
You know, we forgot to mention about the New Year's thing. They're going to celebrate it differently in Colorado this year because pot, cannabis goes wide according to the date, January 1st, 2014. There's already pot shops in Denver that have opened the door and have made, what, $578 million in sales?
Amazing.
You talking state revenue? Good Lord. And you want a growth industry in 2014, get into cannabis, get into legalizing it in your state. And in the meantime, of course, if you can't get it, you still can get the cannabis that's high in CBD, not THC, and you'll find that it does remarkable things, maybe even more than
Colorado,
the THC things.
In Colorado, they're looking more at the THC. And, you know, I mean, obviously, because we covered this, Colorado and Washington State legalized the recreational use of marijuana.
How's that working out? I mean, I haven't heard any pot driving, drunk driving kind of concepts.
They're trying here and there. You'll see a story where they're trying to, you know, throw an angle in there saying, oh, look, see, this is bad, or look, this is going to be a problem. But, you know, for the most part, they haven't had any problems. Everything seems to be working out okay.
Yeah, it's like when you get pulled over and you've been smoking cannabis with THC in it. You're going 5 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
That's true. That's true. And listen,
can you pick up the pace here?
Can it impair? Of course it impairs you. You know, I mean, it does. And so, you know, if you're going to drink, don't drive. If you're going to just get completely stoned out of your mind, don't drive. I mean, that's just common sense. But apparently, I guess in Colorado, there's this dude that is going to try and hold a party, and the city is saying, no, you can't do that. So
it's public, it's private. Well, let's find out from Colorado listeners. Also, Brandon asked about chlorella taking care of the radiation from X-ray. Yes, chlorella will help. It is known to help in terms of X-ray, but selenium is my number one, EMF detox number two, chlorella right there number three, Brandon. I appreciate you. He's up there on Twitter. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year! We got another hour of live radio. Chris Barr, diabetes, chromium, the power to heal is still yours!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.